The resort town of Davos is currently trying to dig its way out of the worst snowstorm it has suffered in the past 2 decades, which has paralyzed traffic. Despite this, more than 3,000 people from around the world have managed to make their way to the town to take part in the winter session of the Davos Forum. Participants are discussing issues including global governance, economy, new technologies, as well as environmental protection. Andrew Wilson is the executive director of the U.S.-based Center for International Private Enterprise. He says that public and private cooperation and new technologies are the highlights of the discussions.
Well, I think one of the interesting things about this year's meeting is how the business community and governments and civil society can try to partner because of globalization. There will be a whole new space for small business, micro entrepreneurs. I think what's exciting also is the focus on technology, and I think that'll help build a more inclusive, it's very much the spirit of Davos.
Established in 1971 as a non-profit foundation, the 48-year-old World Economic Forum has become an international organization committed to improving the state of the world. The theme of this year's meeting is creating a shared future in a fractured world. It comes amid a backdrop of increased global divisions in the past year. Tracy Crawford is an organizer of this year's event.
My understanding with Davos and the World Economic Forum is what we're really trying to do is look at a shared future where all humanity is in it together. So we're solving economic problems overall. We're connecting with other people to solve economic problems. We're solving refugee problems. We're solving hunger problems. So what I'm looking at from Davos is that we're bringing different people together to solve problems in different ways.
Patrick Youssef with the International Red Cross says the forum provides opportunities for humanitarian organizations to try to drum up more support.
It is not only about business people, it is also about organizations who want to do good. And then there is a need for partners. One hand cannot stand by itself. You really need to have a combined approach to solve today's problems. This is where I think the humanitarian sector has something to play.
Liu He, director of China's General Office of the Central Leading Group for Financial and Economic Affairs, is attending the sessions in Davos, along with Hong Kong Chief Executive Carrie Lam. Around 70 world leaders are attending the Winter Davos Forum, including U.S. President Donald Trump, British Prime Minister Theresa May, and German Chancellor Angela Merkel. For CRI, this is Victor Ning.